Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
Stephen St. John and Nate Bucchetti want to remind you that today you can come out and have lunch with me. And Nate said he's going to stop by and eat, and so is Jake, which means there's a 25% chance that Jake will be there.
Oh, it's all the way up to like 35.
That's fantastic.
I am so hungry right now.
Come out and see us.
I have some nuts here for you.
Huh?
Almond?
Salty?
Tequila Harry's. Today from 11 until 1, Tequila Harry's, the corner of College and Quivira in Overland Park. Two great specials, two tacos and a side for only $4.81, or a Rio burrito, sides and a drink for just $8.10. For great deals, go to TequilaHarrysKC.com. And come out and see me today from 11 until 1 for a special Border Patrol lunch at Tequila Harry's. I'm also going to be involved with just a fabulous event coming up this Saturday night. I don't know how many years in a row I've done it. Several years, but I love it. And it's for a great cause. You can go to challengeyourfashion.com for more information. Challenge Your Fashion, of course, is a special night for a great cause. To give more children with special needs the opportunity to play sports, learn new skills, build confidence, and make new friends. There's going to be cocktails, a silent auction, dinner. The fashion show will be emceed by me and Belinda Post from 41 Action News. Runway models will include Chiefs cheerleaders, some Kansas City Comets players, Jason Hamill, Whit Merrifield, and Bubba Starling from the Kansas City Royals. Live auction by the Nigro Brothers and live music from the band Dolewhite. It's this Saturday night at the Kansas City Mulebach downtown. For more information and to buy tickets, go to challengeyourfashion.com. As I mentioned, one of the participants, I think it's the first year he's had a chance to do it, Bubba Starling from the Kansas City Royals. Bubba, good morning. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on here.
Hey, thank you very much for coming on the show. And so, and also, thank you for everyone that's involved. Thanks for agreeing to come out and take part in this fashion show, Challenge Your Fashion, for just a great cause. Now, is this the first time that you've ever been in a fashion show?
Yeah, for sure. I've never been down the aisle or done anything like this, so it'll be fun.
Are you, what kind of fashion would you normally rock on your own? Like, what type of style is Bubba Starling going to be showing off?
I'm just a casual kind of guy. Boots, jeans, probably button up. Something pretty simple.
are you planning to get dressed up for this one though? Like, do you know what you're, you know, are you comfortable if you have to go wear something really fancy for the runway deal?
I think I'll be all right. As long as I have, maybe my two sisters or family there that I can look at, smile at, and, just keep walking and not make a fool out of myself.
Okay. See, that's good. Cause I bring my wife, but when I try to look at her, she won't make eye contact with me cause she's embarrassed when I'm out there. So, you know, we'll all be, you know, Whit Merrifield, and like I said, Jason Hamill, but the best thing about it is the Challenger athletes that we're all there for, they're so enthusiastic, they're so happy, they got a smile on their face, and it's a great energy, and it's just a great time. So we look forward to that on Saturday night. Again, our guest Bubba Starling will be taking part as one of the models to raise money for a great cause for the Challenge Your Fashion event this Saturday night. ChallengeYourFashion.com for more information. All right, Bubba, let's start with how you're doing physically after the oblique injury that you had to deal with last year. How are you doing right now as we're getting very close to spring training time?
You know, I'm doing great. I've been working out pretty hard this offseason, not only on my oblique, but lifting, hitting, just getting into great shape. And I'm looking forward to spring training and everything coming up.
Man, that oblique injury had to just drive you crazy last year because you were – you know, in AAA, putting up a better offensive year than what you had the last couple of years, and it seemed like you were really starting to get things rolling. Did that just drive you nuts, happen to you?
Yeah, it did. You know, actually, I felt something in my oblique. I've never torn my oblique before, and I actually kept playing on it for like 3 weeks. So I was playing for about 3 weeks with a torn oblique, and finally I was like, told our trainer, I was like, man, there's something going on down here. So, it sucks, though, because I was starting to put up some decent numbers after I struggled a little bit early in the year. And I was looking forward to hopefully being the September call-up or something like that, and then all this stuff happened, so it was tough.
So now that you've had the oblique, was there anything that you had to do differently in training or conditioning to get you ready to try to avoid having that happen again, or to avoid having that be a recurring issue?
I think flexibility was a big issue. Keeping my flexibility when my hips, you know, get my core strengthened up. I think that was a big issue, and that's what I've kind of worked on this offseason a little bit.
Okay, Bubba Starling's our guest. So Bubba, obviously this is a big offseason for the Royals, and we're still, it feels like we're all in a holding pattern, waiting to see what happens with Eric Hosmer, Nalcides Escobar, Mike Moustakas, and Lorenzo Cain, and Jason Vargas. But so Lorenzo Cain, that's directly related to you. A lot of reports out there that he's close to finally signing with somebody. How much attention do you pay to all of these things going on right now that are out of your control? Because even though you can't control it, if Lorenzo Cain doesn't come back, then there's a higher probability that you're going to see the majors this year and be playing some center field. So how much attention do you pay to all the things going on in the offseason?
You know, nobody really knows what's going to happen with him. Lorenzo Cain's obviously going to be really hard to replace. But someone's going to have to step up, whether it's me or Paulo or Billy or whoever it is, and try to get the job done. But, I mean, it'll be hard to replace him, but I think someone will be all right, and we're looking forward to it.
So we've all read several times that your arm is second to nobody, second to no one. That's how good your arm is. And it's been said that you are as good or maybe have even better tools defensively in center field than Lorenzo Cain, which for people that love Lorenzo Cain, that's high praise, because we've seen him arguably be the best defensive center fielder a few years and help the Royals win a world championship. So when you hear those things, what do you think when you're talked about in the same breath as Lorenzo Cain as far as a defensive center fielder?
You know, that's really cool. I take a lot of pride in my defense, and especially, you know, working with him at Thurman during spring training and areas like that. We go in there, and he's one of the guys I look up to, and I pick his brain. And I think guys like that who can help me out, you know, really step up my game, and it really helps me out a lot.
What's the best bit of advice that Lorenzo Cain gave you about playing center field?
You know, he said just have fun, relax, let your athletic ability take over. But not only him, but Rusty Kuntz played a big role in getting my defense and all that figured out as I kind of came up through the minors. And there's still stuff I need to work on, but I'm really comfortable out there, so happy talking about that.
Rusty Kuntz has to be the most popular position coach in the history of Major League Baseball. Everybody in this town loves Rusty Kuntz. He's like a legend here. Give me a good, you got a good Rusty Kuntz story for us?
Oh, man. Not off the top of my head that I can think about. I'm sure if you get in a few minutes to think about it, I could probably come up with something. But he's a great guy, man. Funny. Everyone loves him.
Have you ever met a coach that has better hair than Rusty Kuntz?
I don't think so.
No, that's absolutely. Now you mentioned, so before you get hurt with the oblique, you start to put up some better numbers, okay? And you start to feel more comfortable at the plate. And I remember reading a column from Sam Mellinger where he talked to your mom and he talked to you and talked about how frustrated you were at the beginning of the season, but then things started to happen for you and you were improving the plate. When you go back and you think about that hot stretch, what clicked for you? What was the difference? What allowed you to be more comfortable at the plate and put up better numbers at AAA?
You know, I think you got to continue to be not only a good teammate, you got to keep working hard, but I was just relaxed, man. It was like going out and I was having fun playing the game. It's not going out and like, oh man, like all so tense and all that stuff every day. It was just going out, having fun, relaxed, being a great teammate, and winning with the guys around me. That's what I think kind of start clicking, and that's what hopefully I can bring to the big league level, hopefully.
I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, I think all of us here in Kansas City, we've known you since you were a high school kid. You know, you were one of the most legendary athletes at a local school, playing multiple sports. People were wondering if you were going to, you know, go to college and play football or, you know, would you be a Major League Baseball player? And then you get drafted by your hometown team. I mean, it's one thing, the pressure of being a first-round pick, a top-five pick, that's big enough for anybody. Doing it for the team where everybody already knows you, I just have to imagine as a teenage kid, that was a lot. I mean, what was that like for you, and is that what that stress was all about that you were just talking about?
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of pressure when I first signed, but once I had a lot of support around me that just told me, you know, just go out and play, have fun, relax, and leave that pressure aside. Don't try to impress everyone. That's when I kind of, you know, realized that, you know, I'll start playing a little better and this and that, you know.
And so, and I mentioned that column when Sam wrote about your doubts or your frustration at the beginning of the 2017 season. What brought you out of that? Was it your family? Was it you just talking to the right people? Or did you have to have some success before those were erased? What had to change for you mentally not to be frustrated, not to think about walking away from baseball?
You know, I remember sitting in the cage after one game, and I think I was like 0 for 4 with 2 or 3 strikeouts, and I remember sitting in the cage after the game, everyone's gone, and I called my parents, and I was on the phone with my mom, and I was actually bawling my eyes out because I'm like, man, this has been the roughest month of, you know, my career so far, and she kind of stuck with me. She was crying with me, and we got through it, and she just had so much support for me, not only her but my dad and family members, and I got through it, and she's like, just breathe, keep working hard, and it'll pay off. God's looking out for you. He's gonna make sure everything's all right. So that's kind of what happened.
I mean, baseball is such a ruthless sport, too, because it's every day, right? Like, if you're going through a rough stretch, you're going through a rough stretch every single night. You don't get, like, a week to reset and prepare for the next one. Was that difficult? Was that a difficult adjustment for you, getting into a sport where you got to deal with this day in and day out?
Yeah, for sure. It's a grind. But whether you're 0 for 4 one day or 4 for 4, you got to wake up the next day, and it's a new day, and that's when you move on. And, you know, whether you did great the last day or terrible the day before, man, you can't look back on that. That's what I've learned you got to do and move on and be happy about today, you know, in the present.
Bubba Starling is our guest, and Bubba, Nate mentioned your unbelievable high school career, and you know, so many people knew you as a great football player back when you were in high school and you had the chance to go play at Nebraska, but you picked baseball, your first-round pick. For a lot of guys that are picked in the first round or have that opportunity, it's baseball or bust. They don't have anything else. For you, and you hear it, and you've talked about it, there's always been football. Like, you know what, because everyone knows you can play football, and if you wanted to, you could go and do that and be successful. How has that affected you when you've been trying to make it as a baseball player? Has it been a distraction? Do you even think about that? Does it pop in your head? Or is that something that other people talk about too much?
No, I have 6-7 years under my belt. No, I don't really think about any of that. I have 2,500 plate appearances. I've had a lot of time around baseball now where my mind's off of that other stuff and all that, so I really don't have to think about any of that. It's baseball, and this is my job, and it's what I love to do, and I don't really have outside distractions with other sports or doubts or whatever you want to call it.
You know, I've always been interested to get your thoughts on this, Bubba, because you were a multi-sport athlete in an age where that's becoming increasingly rare. I have a son who's just getting into sports at a young age now, and I'm amazed at how many kids in the second grade I'm already seeing pick one sport to focus on and specialize in. And I remember when you got drafted, I talked to some pro personnel people that said, hey, you're going to have to be patient with Bubba, because there's kids in Florida that got as many at-bats in one summer as he did his entire high school career because he was playing other sports. Now, look, you're a phenomenal athlete, so you're different than most of the kids that are out there playing these sports. But if you had to do it over again, would you have specialized in the one sport you were going to try to turn pro at, or are you glad that you played multiple sports and didn't focus on any one sport until you became a pro?
I mean, do I think it would have helped me if I specialized? Of course. You know, I would have had X amount of bats under my belt, but would I go back and redo that, change it? Of course not. I love playing all three sports. I loved all my coaches in each season, my teammates. That's what, you know, made high school so much fun. And it's just memories that you grow and you have, and you'll have that for the rest of your life. I feel like if I would have specialized, I would have looked back 20 years from now and go, man, I wish I would have played football. I wish I would have done this or something like that. So, you know, I'm happy with my choice, and yet it's been a long minor league career for me so far. hopefully this is the year I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to keep working hard.
So if a kid asked you, there was maybe a freshman in high school, should I play everything and have fun and enjoy all the sports, that's the advice you'd give them?
No doubt. I think, do what's best for you, what's in your heart, what you love to do. Not what your parents want you to do. Do what's going to be best for you, what you love.
It's great words. That's awesome advice from Bubba Sterling. Okay, now, Bubba, you said this is a big year, and we kind of talked about that. This is a big year, and it looks like there's going to be that opportunity with a few of these players that helped the Royals get to a championship leaving. That opens the door for young players like Chester Cuthbert and yourself. There's a list of them that have a chance to go out there and prove something. And so is your mindset different going into this spring, knowing that, hey, if I go out here and show what I showed during that stretch of AAA, I could really end up in Kansas City? I mean, before, Scott, no matter what you did, Lorenzo Cain was a center fielder. That was it. Here we are. I mean, so how do you feel? What's your mindset going into this spring? Because it's going to be different.
Yeah, I think you kind of keep it the same, but I know I've played with most of these guys, Mondesi, Paulo, Chesler, Dozier. I've played with, a lot of these guys growing up, and I'm actually quite comfortable around them. So it's like, whether Kane is here or not, I think for all of us guys, you literally just got to keep working every day. You can't get complacent. Keep putting your work in and see what happens. Try to put up some numbers and go from there.
Have you thought about what that day might be like if you run out to center field at Kauffman Stadium in your hometown, look around, try to find your family in the crowd, and you hear your name announced by Mike McCartney? Have you allowed yourself to even think about that?
I've thought about it before, and hopefully I'll get to experience that soon. And I hope my parents are there for it, too. Well, they will be.
Yeah.
Bubba, we're going to a movie. We can't make it tonight. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Mom and Dad, sorry. Not enough tickets. Not enough tickets to go around. So look, you've spent a decent amount of time in Surprise in Arizona playing ball, right?
Yeah. Yep. I have in the last 6 years or so, whatever. I've 7 years. I'm getting old.
So tell me. Because everybody talks about, Arizona in the spring, it's different. The ball flies, it's a high sky, both defensively and at the plate. It can be a little bit of a different animal. Tell me about what that's like, and tell me about maybe just, does it help you going into spring training? It's going to be in Surprise, the fact that you've got a lot of experience playing there.
Yeah, I think, first off, the ball just flies off the bat. So as a hitter, you feel pretty good about yourself. And then you get to Omaha or wherever you're at, and you're like, man, this ain't the same as Arizona. But I think as far as defensively, the ball's off the bat, being an outfielder, the sky is so high where it's tough to see the ball off the bat, especially if it gets caught in the sun. But us guys, the core that we have now, we've been there. We've played through it all, and I think we'll be used to it. Just another spring training,
Anything else in the off season that you did maybe to get your mind right or even get away from baseball? Anything fun that you had a chance to do the past couple of months?
I think sometimes you got to get your mind off of baseball, and for me, is getting up in a deer stand, kind of just out in the wildlife, clears your mind. You get to see what's walking past you. I shot a nice buck, but I think with that, you just get your mind off of baseball and it relaxes you. And just kind of clears your head a little bit, and that's what I love to do.
So did that scare the hell out of you when you heard what happened to Ned Yost?
I was actually climbing down my stand, and I heard about it, and I'm like, gosh, dang. I'm like, luckily I got my strap on to keep me in. So,
right.
So did it cause you to take any extra precautions or anything like that after hearing what happened to him?
Yeah, I heard about it, and I'm like, gosh, dang. Luckily I have he had his cell phone on, because they said if he didn't have a cell phone, that he might have died right there. So,
well, it's a good reminder to take all the precautions now,
For sure.
But I'll tell you this, man. When we think about the future of this team and where this team is going, it's going to be hard to watch Eric Hosmer if these guys don't come back. But it is exciting, this next wave of talent, and you're part of that. And I know dealing with any sport and any professional athlete has to deal with some negativity, but I mean, do you sense there's a whole bunch of people in Kansas City because you're the hometown kid, and we've seen you from back when you were doing great things in high school. Man, there's a lot of people that are behind you. I mean, maybe sometimes it feels like there's a lot of negativity, but there's a lot of people that are in your corner that want you to make it because you're representing Kansas City and you can do it in your hometown team. And so you kind of get that sense. You feel that? You feel like you got a lot of support out there, even though sometimes it's been a tough road for you?
Yeah, I do feel like I have a lot of support, even though it's been an up-and-down career so far. And that's what I think kind of motivate me to go out every year and keep working hard. And with great support like that, I think, it helps me out for sure.
So down in Arizona, whenever we've gone down there for spring training, we talk a lot about certain dining options that we get there that we don't have in Kansas City. Such as Del Taco and In-N-Out Burger. Are you a – and now, look, we don't have to feed ourselves like highly trained athletes like yourself, but are you a particular fan of any of those places down in Arizona?
Definitely love In-N-Out. Right. You got your Chipotle close by. The Del Taco, I would probably stay away from. That might cause you to run to the bathroom.
Right.
The time.
Right.
So.
Yep.
Well. You don't want to be out there in center field after a bad visit to Del Taco.
No,
I can promise you that.
That's true.
What do you order when you go to In-N-Out?
Just two or three cheeseburgers, probably. I'd love to get one of those malts too.
Right.
Chocolate malt.
That's all good. Yeah. Well, hey man, we appreciate you coming on the show. We hope we can talk to you again in this season, and we're pulling for you, and hopefully you can come up and show Kansas City what you got. And I'll say this again: I've been involved with this event for the last couple of years. Thank you so much. Because we know you're busy with FanFest and everything else, for spending your time with us on Saturday night at the Challenger Fashion event. You are going to have a blast. You're going to love the Challenger events and everything else. It is going to be awesome. Your family's going to love it. And so I'll be the MC, so I look forward to seeing you there. And we appreciate you coming on the show, man.
That's awesome. Sounds good. Thanks for having me on here, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bubba. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Be careful on that deer stand,
man. That's right. Please. That's Bubba Starling, and if you would like to come out and meet Bubba, meet Whit Merrifield, Jason Hamill, Rex Hudler, Chiefs cheerleaders, Belinda Post, the Nigro brothers, Dola White, what are you smiling for?
Nothing. That was a really good interview, guys.
Oh, thank you.
I know you're surprised whenever that you're such.
Like, I mean, like, there were like at least two or three good questions that you guys asked. I mean, I was...
To me, that's... Usually that's in a week.
Right?
If you get that out of us in a week,
single interview.
My favorite thing is how impressed Jake is by that. Right. There was at least two or three good questions.
Minimum.
Unbelievable.
No, right. But that's... And there's a lot to take away from that, right, too, guys. You know, if you're up in your stand, you got to make sure you have your strap on.
You know, that's not... Anything that you need to take away from it. See, that's what you would take away.
I knew he was setting something up. I knew he didn't really want to compliment us.
He can't compliment us without some type of payoff.
Yeah, he didn't mean...
So anyway... If you'd like to come out, and again, I do mean that, because let's be honest, it's hard to get some athletes to come out and take part in an event because their free time is valuable, and there's not a whole lot of free time, especially with the season coming up. But for Whit Merrifield and for Jason Hamill and for Bubba Starling, this is a big deal to a lot of people. This is a big deal to a lot of kids that are Challenger athletes. You have no idea what this means to the families and the kids and all of us who get to know these kids. They're awesome. Their smiles will light up the room. And if you get a chance to come to this event, man, it's just one of my favorite nights of the year. You can go to challengerfashion.com and Michelle, who you talk to help set up the interview, she does such a phenomenal job. I can't name them all.
She's a treat.
The entire staff. The job that they do of putting on this event is just second to none. It's just awesome.
The pros.
Cocktails, silent auction. It's nice to actually deal with pros for once.
I know.
Jake. Cocktails, silent auction, dinner.
Pros all the time.
Fashion show. Oh, golly. Fashion show with me and 41 Action News' Belinda Post as your MCs. And the runway models will include the wonderful YMCA Challenger athletes and members of the Kansas City Comets, the Chiefs cheerleaders, Jason Hamill, Whit Merrifield, and Bubba Starling. A live auction by the Nigro brothers. Live music from the band Dola White. And I will do everything I can not to fall off the runway or the stage, because that is also a possibility whenever I'm involved. And the 2018 event co-chairs, Rex and Jennifer Hudler. Rex Hudler will be walking around. He will own the room. He will work the room. You will hug me, and I will love it. Hey, you're back again. This is awesome. So please,
thank you for being here, brother.
If you would, pick a number right now.
7.
I don't like that number. Pick a different number.
Between what and what?
Something to do with this show or the
69.
Radio station.
1. I was going to say 8-10. 7,
I was
going
to say, for the people that listened to the Bubba Starling interview and liked it, other than Jake, if anyone liked it, and you'd like to come out and hang out with all of us on Saturday night, they are providing me with a pair of tickets right now to give away.
Ooh.
And employees of Union Broadcasting, not eligible.
Caller number 810.
You guys decide the number. I'll take whatever I can get. If you want to say number 69, that's what you want to do. He's got to count through all of them. We've got Mean Mug the intern. He's not working by himself there.
Yeah, I say, you know, caller number 69.
No, let's go caller. Bubba, where's number 11?
There you go.
Let's go number 11.
Bam.
And number 1 is my favorite.
When did you all of a sudden start to make sense and do things that are working with the theme of the show? Is this all about Nick Foles? Nick Foles showed you what he's got. Now you're trying to show him what you've got?
Yes, I'm trying to step up at the biggest stage and win.
913-3810-810. Caller number 11 will be in heaven if you... if you win, you'll be with us on Saturday night. That's all I can tell you.
So I'm a little worried about our Belinda Post.
Why?
Well, because, you know...
oh, her car got hit over
there. Somebody, yeah, some people were tweeting at her that we were talking about her yesterday on the show, and she said, well, can they find out who smashed into my car and didn't leave a note?
Yeah, that's no good.
I feel bad for her about that.
Well, she needs to evaluate where she was when the car was hit and start finding out where the cameras are. Because there are cameras
everywhere.
Right.
And let me say this. Okay.
Well, she works at a TV station. She knows that.
She does.
And she needs to go to A&B Car Star.
That's right.
There you go.
A&B Car Star will have that car fixed immediately.
We'll take care of you, Belinda.
So caller 11. Did you already take the winner?
No. People were calling in when we started talking about it.
913-810-810. 913-3810-810. And you will go to Challenge Your Fashion this Saturday night.
Call now.
We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.